Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello once again. It's Jim Anthony Jim. And the host, Jim Lee. How are you doing today? And I trust you in this crisis that we have with coronavirus. I just pray that all of you are doing well. I also pray that many of your families are doing well. I encourage you to contact all your family and friends. If you can't congregate there, get in touch with them and see how they're doing. Help them out if they have it. Today I'd like to talk first about a week ago in the book of Psalms, the 46th chapter of Psalms. And verse 10. And I'm reading from the New Life Standard Edition. It says that, "Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among nations." No noise. Stop. You stop our regular activities. You still maybe be in a quiet place. I believe what God is saying here is, up to all the stuff that does nothing, things that we need before. Now with this crisis, they're not so important. In the business of life, we just go on, what we're doing, And now with this virus, something we can say, God's saying, enough. I want to chill out. Enough for reflect and thinking, what do I do now? Can't work, people working from home, people are educating their children home, restaurants closed. The way that we go about our lives literally stopped. So what's God trying to say to us? Is he trying to get it gotten our attention? I believe that it has gotten our attention. I mentioned always much about assessment. When we're at a point in our lives, we need to assess where we are, how we get one point to another. Complaining and being angry and all that, doesn't do any good. It just adds forth to whatever you're dealing with. Also, I believe that this time where we all need to assess where we are. We need to listen to the voice of God. Lord, what are you trying to tell us? What are you trying to say to us? Be alone with us. Get alone with God. You need to just take a break from everything. You need to take a break from social media. You need to take a break from the hustle bustle of the city for your life. And you just need to just get away. Take a walk. I remember one of the best times I ever had in my life. I had a period where I visited the church, and at the church during the day, and I just would sit there. I had people I wanted to pray for, I wanted things I had to pray for. God whispered in his own voice, "Just be still and be in my presence." And I believe this is a time that God wants to bless us. This is a time I think we really take stock of what type of people we're going to be. Are we going to, after this passage, are we going to be the same people that we were before? Or are we really going to make those changes in on each individual to make changes they need to. And only then will we see a change in our world, a change in the areas of compassion, genuine concern, and action. Show them the power that real people are lacking. So, I give credit to the things that are being done right, but I also seek out about things that I think could be done better. In our lives here, things could be better. One thing about this crisis, our creativity can kind of be put through here, you know, we have to find different ways of doing things. You know, some of their parents are homeschooling their children. You know, they try to find a creative way to keep the children, you know, even they're engaged. So they have to have a whole different activity. They're playing music, or, you know, doing school work, or working on those math problems that they have to. You know, science projects and maybe some physical exercise or yoga or whatever. I know my own life, you know, I've been doing a lot of poetry writing, and character development, you know, kind of shifted in the old part. You know, so much so that I have to slow down and just kind of write down all the things that are on my heart. But also the time we need to, you know, we get to get in tune with God. What's God trying to say? As long as I was thinking about really know totally what it, where it came from or how it came about, what the main thing is, it keeps them about. And rather than just kind of going to fear, panic, you know, anger, you know, saying, oh, woe is me, or, well, what we're going to do now, instead of reacting to the situation. We as Christians, you know, this is a great opportunity to get our witness. You know, what we all need, things we all need to be aware of, God has, where does God want each one of us to be? I believe that one of the things we do is set our own goal. Are there areas in our life for one reason or another? Now, one thing for certain, after all this is over, life isn't going to go on the same thing. Life isn't going to be the same way as it was before. I can think of instances where, what, you know, when we had 9/11, you know, when we had Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, when we had the recession, started back in 2007. So, this time that they had to make changes. But the most fun thing, you don't forget those. You have to why they came about. You know, remember all the things that we had to do to do. But when we have genuine change in our life, when we see that one, we want to be different people. Because it's pushing, we have the power. So God didn't give us a power of fear and timidity, but of a sound mind. And this is what we're, this, you know, we are the church. Those are the blessed. We are the church. Church is in the building. Church is people. We need to go out into the world with us, help people. You know, do what we can to help, encourage, and whatever needs that they have, help out, whatever needs. You know, check out all our neighbors, check up on our families, be in contact with people. I think they'll definitely show you what's really important, that we all need contact. We all need that interaction with other people. And I pray that during, while we're still, you know, we think about these things, and incorporating in our hearts. Oh, just give glory to God. Give God. Give God the glory. Put aside all those things that have little or no meaning. I bring things in that really have meaning. So ask God for direction, ask for guidance. And whatever God gives you, you know, do it. To bring it, that's true of any type. You know, and I just pray that you don't forget this kind of thing. And these are the words I like to use to be saved. Pray that this helps you. And I just say, being generous, even in another episode is going to be generous. And I just pray that what's spoken today, I pray you take it to heart. Pray to ask God to change you, be still, acknowledge God. You know, make changes that you need. Just remember, God will keep doing